CJ, just in general, maybe just take us through the emotions of the last week, if you can. I know, obviously, very must have been very difficult, but just talk to us a little about in general, if you could.
Well, you know, it was very emotional. I mean, if anybody in here that ever lost a close one, I'm pretty sure someone have, you know, especially a grandparent or whatever. You kind of got, you know, some of the a feel for the emotions that I was going through. But, you know, first off, I want to just say, you know, I found out for the game. Then, you know, my decision was to play. But, you know, this organization, man, this is a first-class organization. The way they sent their support and they thoughts and prayers with everybody involved. Because if you don't know, you know, my hometown is a 1,900, you know, population. So it's a small community. So for them to send their condolences down there to, you know, little Union County, you know, it speaks volume of the type of organization that we have here. And like I say, the supporting cast from here, I've been in contact with, you know, with Coach Marone, our CEO Russ, and, you know, our GM Doug Whaley. So, you know, I was texting those guys, checking up on them. They're checking up on me, and I was letting them know I was doing pretty good. So I just want to, you know, just get that out the way and, you know, just want to just thank everybody for their privacy for the most part, for my family, as we was, you know, grieving. You know, everybody was trying to get a statement, but, you know, it wasn't the appropriate time that I thought. And I told them that I handled everything for a statement or whatever once I got back to Buffalo today.
I know you just shared a hug there with Coach Marone. In the short time that you've gotten to know him, has he been a guy that you've, you know, sort of leaned on for support and things like that? I know you just mentioned that you did.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's our head coach, you know, and, you know, it don't matter if I had done known him for one day or if I had done known him for 1 hour. You know, he was very supportive when we found out about the accident, and he's going to continue to be supportive. You know, that was his words. And, you know, for that to come from your head coach, you know, someone that, you know, we haven't had a long relationship with, it means the world. And then, you know, my running back group, you know, Fred was the first one that knew. He came right out there to my aid, you know, and, you know, he held his support. And Coach Wheatley, he was up there talking with me, you know, giving me support and, you know, just let me just have some moments to myself. So, like I say, the whole staff and, you know, the players, it's been great support.
CJ, is it just to be back here with your football family? I mean, is that going to help you too? Because, you know, I know you're close with a lot of guys in that
room. Obviously it will. You know, this is, you know, what I wanted to do. You know, I know, you know, reports out there, you know, about when I returned, and I knew that it was going to be this week. And I knew it probably going to be today because I wanted to be around my guys, you know, and be able to come and practice with these guys and get ready for New England. Because, you know, I understand that, you know, it is a tragic event that took place and, you know, it's going to take a while to cope with. But at the same time, you know, I can't forget, you know, the tasks and the goal and the dreams that we have here as a team and as an organization. And, you know, and I want to be a part of that. So, you know, and I do everything I can to make sure that, you know, I'm ready to go.
I don't mean to sound at all insensitive when I ask this, but how do you go about trying to put it behind you and focus on football?
Well, I'll be sitting here lying if I say I'm going to put it behind me. You know, it's still early. There's still some emotions there. But, you know, I just, you know, when I get out there on the football field, that's all I'm worried about. You know, obviously when I go home and stuff like that, you know, you should be able to cope with it, you know, and I'm pretty sure if I need any, like, guidance or counseling, you know, I get that. But, you know, for the most part, once I touch the field, my main focus is on football, you know, and that's how my whole family wanted it. You know, that's how my mom wanted me to do. She told me when I came back to make sure that my focus is on getting ready for New England.